It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Wertman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Powered Diet, serotoninpowereddiet.com on the web. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Wertman.
Good morning to you, and it's nice. Sorry, it's nice to be able to talk with you again, Marshall. And I'm glad things are going so well for you.
Now we keep the fingers crossed and one thumb up and the other hand fingers crossed.
Okay, good. Anyway, I would like to talk with you today about a topic that has both intrigued and annoyed me for many years, and that is the fact that many of us are the recipients of advice, oftentimes unasked for, unsolicited, and unwanted. And just as badly, oftentimes we are the givers of such advice, which may be unasked for and unwanted, and indeed erroneous, irrelevant, or unusable. I have a relative who will go unmentioned who loves to tell me what to do for anything from raising my dog to how often I should wash the vegetables I buy at the supermarket in order to prevent any kind of contamination. And it doesn't just come in one small piece, but over and over and over again, and there's nothing I can do to sort of turn it off. It's like a faucet that drips all the time. The real problem is that, other than the fact that we oftentimes get advice or give advice that is not wanted or needed or relevant or usable, many times the advice is totally erroneous. And we see this on a global scale when people are giving us absolutely wrong advice about the COVID virus and vaccines and vaccinations and wearing masks, etc. But on a smaller scale, we can also see that the advice oftentimes is based on misinformation that we the advice giver, manages to pick up on social media or the internet or conversations we overheard, maybe advice from somebody who, for example, has gone through the same situation we have. For example, if you mention to somebody that you have a bad back, you have back pain, sciatica, what have you will be bombarded with information about an herbal remedy or a massage or acupuncture, or should you go to a neurologist or should you go to orthopedics or don't go to this person or I went to my physical therapist and just guess what? I was running marathons in 2 weeks after seeing my physical therapist. All the advice may be totally relevant to the advice giver, but totally unusable or irrelevant or maybe even dangerous to the advice receiver. And there have been studies showing that people are willing to accept misinformation, even doctors. There was a study showing misinformation if the person giving the information seems to be credible. And again, that is certainly true if you go on the internet and you see Dr. So-and-so or PhD so-and-so or a personal trainer or what have you is giving you advice about, for example, the area I know something about, which is nutrition. And you will get information that will absolutely contradict other information so that you have absolutely no idea what really is relevant. You can go to a pharmacy and you can, or a health food store, and you can see vials and bottles and potents and pouches full of materials, herbal or something, or liquid or what have you, that is totally ineffective, and yet if you ask the advice of, let's say, somebody who's working at a health food store, that person will tell you, well, take this vitamin for stress, and that vitamin for a backache, and that vitamin or that supplement for sleeplessness or too much sleep or what have you. You will get really wrong advice. But it was curious. There was a study that showed that people are willing to accept erroneous advice if it's presented in some kind of authoritative way, and the sort of snarky as its interpretation by these researchers is that, well, people who are poorly educated and people who don't really have much health education are more than others willing to believe bad information and pass it on. And I read that and I thought, oh, maybe it's true. And then I thought, no, it's not. Because even the most highly educated person can give wrong advice and believe what he or she reads and then give wrong advice. I mean, look at people who refuse to take vaccines, and some of them can be highly educated. And then, but the more important thing is that if you go to the internet and look at something, and I have done this in an area which I know something about, which is how the brain makes serotonin. Well, there's only one way it's going to happen, and from a dietary standpoint, and that's if you eat carbohydrates and insulin is released and the amino acid called tryptophan gets into the brain. Anybody can go to the internet and look that up, and you will find totally the wrong information.
Right, and the problem
from
is
Dr. So-and-so.
And
so if you believe it,
yeah, no, but the problem is, and this is where it gets really tricky, people don't, if as you point out, if it sounds plausible, then people will do it, and they will be often running in an erroneous direction before they even know it.
Well, it's not even in the stores, Judy. If you watch TV and you see these commercials for all these memory things, muscle things, and everything,
yes,
they all make these claims, and then for 3.5 to 4 seconds at the end, in very light small print at the bottom, these claims have not been verified by the FDA.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And nobody stopped. Or the antidepressant or whatever that has a line of side effects, including death, that you wouldn't even consider. But,
yes,
you know?
What it leaves us with is a vacuum. Where do you go to get good advice? I mean, you could even go to your physician, who may not be up on the latest information, and give you advice that maybe he got from his mother-in-law.
You know,
it may not be something that he really knows very much about, or he may have gone to the internet also. I mean, because people specialize in such small areas and intensely these days that they are not generalists in anything.
And what people also don't realize.
I've been told by physicians, you should go on a high protein diet because that's really important to produce satiety and calmness. And I say, no, you can't get any serotonin if you go on a high protein diet. Oh, yes, you can. Well, where were you in medical school when that lecture was being delivered? Were you asleep or on your cell phone?
And when you say go to the internet, the bad thing about the internet, which probably 70% of the people don't realize, okay, I'm going to verify, I'm going to search the internet, and you type in the name of your product. What people don't realize, people pay Google and all these other search engines to put their fake endorsements first. They pay to get placements.
Oh, you're right.
So you're just, when you go and do your search on the internet, you're getting the research basically from the companies that are pushing the product.
That's right. No, we have a particular show host who always says, go to the internet and do your research. And I'm just sitting here, banging my unicorn horn.
There is no
place. And I've seen supplements sold, serotonin, take this and serotonin will get into the brain. I've actually called up the customer service and said, no, it doesn't. Oh, yeah, it does. We have information that shows it does.
Yeah, and it's wrong. Yeah, come sit next to me. All right, this is definitely worthy of a continuing conversation. Thank you so much, Dr. Judy Wertman,
right.
Food for Mood.
Judy Wertman and Food for Mood right here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find her at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wertman. That's on her on-demand page.